You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hey, did they give you one of those Sky Mall magazines? I sat down and I don't even have one. This is, I'm sorry to start pissed off, but this is egregious. Every seatback should have a Sky Mall, right? Because there's nothing else to like write on or do. Like I just want to do the crossword and I want to do the word search and I want to get to San Jose and just, I'm sorry. I'm sorry,
man. That sucks. That really sucks. I want to be helpful for you here. I will tell you that I got on this plane pretty early to get my Sky Mall. And so this is mine here that I'm using. I would love to give it to you. I would love to be nice. But yeah, I'd like to use this one.
I would be mad at you if I didn't respect you so much.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I can't believe you got here early for the Sky Mall. See, I've done this before. I've been fucked out of the Sky Mall before, and I knew I should have gotten here early. You know, this shit isn't cool.
Well, they pit us against each other.
That's what I'm saying. The no seats, they're not giving me a seat ahead of time. I had to like box out someone just to get this aisle seat.
Oh, I saw you in the line on the way here. I don't think that lady ended up making it on the plane.
Good. Good, because she was trying to cut in front of me anyway. I was 46, C46, and she was C47. She was trying to go in front of me, and I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Southwest says that I'm in front of you.
Did she hit you with like a what's your number? Or did you hit her with one or did you see over her shoulder?
Well, everybody sort of was doing the thing where everybody was showing their number broadly so no one had to ask the question, right? And everybody was filing in correctly. But this woman saw my number, saw that I saw her number, and still stood in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm starting C-46. This whole flight off. Yeah, God.
That is late. C-46 is like...
Can I ask why you took a middle seat, even though you got on early?
Oh, I prefer the middle.
You do? I've never met anyone like you in my whole life.
Yeah, well, because aisle seat, you're getting your elbow punched.
Ugh, I know.
As people go by. And...
What's with that new game, anyway? It's like punch buggy, but if you see an elbow in the aisle, you get to punch it? I don't think so.
And it's – well, I don't want to be a whole thing, but it's always happening to Jewish men, you know, is what I've noticed.
Absolutely.
And so I'm just not going to have it. I'm not going to have it. And
I think the FAA should have to step in at a point like this. This is becoming a hate crime.
It's a hate crime. It's a hate crime, and it's...
God, I've never bonded with someone so quickly. I'm sorry I came on so heated, but I really accept this. I really appreciate the soft landing you've given me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been upset on a flight before, frequently.
Oy vey.
And, between you and me, this guy to my right here, in a row, this is something they do in the Army. Have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
Of course.
Love it. And how they treat that guy that is played by Vincent D'Onofrio like shit. And it's to like unite the whole squad against one guy. So the drill master always picks somebody. Same thing with an aisle. There's got to be an enemy in the three seats. Because two of us have to be united. It's the only way three people work. Three people can't all agree.
Well, tell me you're uniting with me.
Well, I looked at my options here, and you know, right away with you coming in about the Sky Mall, and I was thinking, this guy is like me.
What's up.
We're simpatico. We look similar. We dress somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm. And are you're going to your destination today? Or are you going to travel?
I'm going to San Jose to protest the hockey game.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah.
Same. Damn thing.
Really? Man. Wow.
Yes.
Well, because, a few Jewish men have been eaten by sharks recently.
It is horrendous that sharks are allowed to be mascots. These anti-Semitic sharks are in the ocean, And we're just going to allow them to be out there swimming and eating up Jews? I know. This is just not, I don't know. It makes me sick. And so I'm going to go protest the San Jose Sharks. I think they should have to change it.
I agree, and I'm happy to see you there. I wonder if we've even met on the message boards or something like that.
Well, I think the San Jose anti-Semites is what they should change it to. And I think that if they want to keep a mascot, they can, but they have to be honest.
Be honest, because we know, I mean, this whole tech industry is anti-Semitic. I couldn't get hired for Google. I couldn't get hired for Apple. I couldn't get hired for Microsoft.
That's disappointing. And do you have experience in tech?
Well, no, they wouldn't hire me. No.
How are you supposed to get experience if they don't let you get experience? This is anti-Semitic.
I'm saying
100%. 100%. That's really unfortunate.
Now, this guy next to me. If the plane goes down and I don't want to be dark.
I've thought about it.
There's going to be kind of a leadership vacuum.
Okay.
And I'd like to submit myself as kind of leader of the plane. And I think this guy next to me, a lot of people want him to be the leader. He's big. He's strong.
Right. Looks like a leader. Young. Looks like he's in some sort of military.
Yeah.
Outfit.
Oh, yeah, he is. He got on earlier than me, which that's not fair.
And he took the window?
I couldn't serve in the military. You know, I got here early, but I couldn't serve in the military.
Right. Did you want to?
I would have if I could have, but I couldn't. It's too scary for me.
Well, how are they going to let you try if it's so scary?
It's too scary for me, so I couldn't even try.
You couldn't. I get it. I get it. I turned in the same form. I said, I'm terrified, and there's absolutely no way this will be safe for everyone around me.
It would be unsafe. That's exactly right. We were doing a service. I played Call of Duty once with my nephew, and I woke up in the hospital.
Oh, my God, as I would. Oh, my God. Oh
yeah,
my
these
God.
Games are so realistic. I thought, I don't know what They're I thought because I They're blacked out. Real. But they told me I had shrieked myself into a fit, and I fell and I hit my head. I don't know if you can see the scar right here.
Oh, my God. I hit you look just like Harry Potter. I just noticed.
I know. Yeah.
I know. Well, hey, you have really turned my mood around. Can I say that? I came in fuming because I knew there wasn't going to be a freaking SkyMall for C-47 or 6, excuse me. I knew there wasn't going to be a SkyMall because they want us to fight over them. They want us to start attacking each other. They want us to start fighting, you know?
They want us to be against each other, and that way the business always stays at the top. I mean, it's classic. Marx set this up.
Opposite of Marxism. Absolutely.
It's the opposite of Marxism. It's capitalism. Capitalism.
Well, I would love to back you as the plane leader if anything happens, and I will be the first one to support you on taking this guy down.
Yeah, that's what we'll have to do is we'll have to – it's like prison when you throw the first punch. We'll have to kill this guy right when the plane goes down.
100%. Just so that everybody knows we have a safe leader in you.
Yes.
Okay. Let's act normal for the rest of the flight, okay?
Sure. Luckily, he's listening to loud music, probably punk rock or rap or something over there.
Oh, my God. I can almost hear it out here. That is like punk rock or something. I can hear – you know how you can hear people's headphones?
Yeah.
But you can't really hear what it is, but you can just hear that it would hurt your ears?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what's going on with me.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. And he's got the window up. I mean, put that window down. It's so bright in
here. It's impossible. I'm trying to sleep. I mean, it's –
He's sleeping. He's got his arms all balled around his head, and he's sleeping. I guess they can sleep anywhere. Have you heard that? These military guys. They teach them secrets how to sleep anywhere.
That's the other thing. I would never learn that because I can't sleep anywhere. I need a nice, big California king-size bed, pillow top comforter, pillow top the mattress protector, 3 inches, no memory foam. Otherwise, I can't
sleep.
I'm
the same way. I have such a sensitive back. And my back hurts every single night that I sleep. But it's also a paradox because I can't go to sleep unless my back is hurting.
If your back feels good, you can't go to sleep.
Because it's too unfamiliar at this point. Uh-huh. If I have a comfortable night's sleep, I actually am awake too much going like, where am I, on a cloud?
It's too existential. Yeah, you're
It's way too existential. I need to sleep on something that's hurting me a little bit.
I'm going to reach over and just shut this blind. glance of the window because he's asleep. I just think that it would be better for us.
You. And you know, since you're reaching, will you grab his little Biscoff?
Oh, yeah.
Cookie.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
Let's split this.
Oh, he's got a SkyMall in his hand.
Oh, my God. That's a huge risk. He's got it balled up like a newspaper to hit a dog. Be careful. Careful.
I know. If he wakes up, he's hitting me like a dog. I gotta be careful. I guarantee it.
Should I? And if I know anything about how you seem, you're gonna yelp like one too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know me. Look. Let's talk this. We need to talk. Okay, here's the Biscoff. Just... and the window's closed. Before I. Yeah. Before I take the SkyMall, we just have to kind of have a united front because he saw me reading mine. Mm-hmm. If he sees you holding yours, but his is gone, he might know.
Maybe I'll go to the bathroom. You steal it when I'm gone and you're alone here. then he won't have anybody else to be suspicious of because you already have a SkyMall.
I have one. Why would I steal it?
Why would you do it? And then I won't have to be here for the confrontation either.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay.
You get up and use the restroom and I'll steal the SkyMall here.
Okay, I'm going to go pee. And can I say, good luck. This guy looks big and mean.
Hey, you too. Those bathrooms can be big and mean as well.
Oh, well, speaking of big and mean, do you feel the turbulence? I don't know if I'm going to make it up there.
I'm going to have to talk to the chef on the pilot on the way up.
It'd be the same thing at this point. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's the chef of the skies.
Well, I'll say this. He's definitely scrambled my eggs. I bring eggs on every flight. I bring eggs on every flight.
You meant literally. I was wondering what that smell was. Yeah, that's your eggs.
Yeah, it's raw eggs. It's raw eggs. It's raw eggs that I'm cooking slowly. And I meant for them to sort of be more of a soft boil, but now they're scrambled.
They're scrambled.
So I'm going to have to talk to the chef, aka Captain.
Damn it. Damn it. I would have loved to eat your Argo.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I'll take you try to steal a magazine for me that I'm not here to be in the fight for, okay?
Great. And then if he's awake, you can kind of discover the magazine in your pocket when he's awake, like it was always there.
Right. Maybe we can gaslight and make him feel crazy.
That's what we'll do.
Okay. Going to the bathroom.
And here I go, slipping at the SkyMall. Oh, and maybe I'll slip in.
Sir, yes, sir!
Close. Very close, okay.
Drop and give me 20! Still!
Oh my God, he's dreaming of his days in the military.
You call that a crew cut, sir! No, sir!
Oh, he's playing both roles in the dream. He's the guy, wow.
That's that scary. Corner isn't tucked, bitch, sir.
Language. I should get a right mind to wake him up with this language, but I can't because I need to steal this SkyMall.
Okay, did you get the SkyMall?
Nope.
What happened? What happened? I went a full pee.
I think I jostled him and he started acting out his dreams.
Oh my God.
In his dream, he's getting yelled at. He's both the captain or whatever you would be, the Marine Kai. I don't know because I couldn't join because I was too scared.
What a shame.
He's that guy and the privates in his dreams.
Maybe we shouldn't mess with this guy. Maybe I don't deserve a SkyMall. Maybe I should have checked in earlier if I wanted a gosh dang SkyMall.
I mean, I don't want to.
I know. Hey, you don't want to pour salt in the wound, but we both know that's the truth.
I checked in as early as possible. I was staying at my daughter's place. She's got a newborn. And even though
gratis? Does she let you stay for free?
She let me stay gratis.
Yes. That's huge.
Well, because she said, why don't you stay at a hotel? We've got the newborn. You keep unusual hours. And I said, well, if it's gratis at your place, I just have to do it. I have to do it.
And what was the breakfast situation like? Continental?
I need you to get on the phone with her.
She said my expectations are all normal, right?
She, yeah, so I think so. She said, I can't expect a continental breakfast. Her husband is working double shifts right now to help afford the baby, and she's at home. Okay,
so that's 16 hours. There's 8 more.
Wow. Okay, it's like I'm talking to the mirror here. Absolutely. And so, anyway, I'm staying with her, and finally she gets the baby down, and then she falls asleep, and she hasn't slept in a long time, which you can tell by her attitude.
Right.
But I have three.
Moms can get like that. Moms can get like
that. Moms can get like that. It's attitude. I have my three alarms set to check in, and I have them set loud and all around the house because I didn't know where I would be.
Well, it's alarm confusion. Sometimes I don't respond to an alarm if I know exactly when it is or where it is. Because I go, oh, yeah, that's the stupid alarm. I'm not even going to get that. Exactly. But if I have alarm confusion, then I have to turn it off, and then I'll look and go, my flight.
That's exactly what I've never heard it called an alarm confusion, but that's exactly what I've been doing, and I just never put a name to it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm doing alarm confusion, and they go off, and she is, a point being, I go and I check in once I remember what the second alarm is for. The third one is still going off. The baby's crying. My daughter is now fast awake again, and I'm not turning the third alarm off because I'm checking into the flight because I need to get on early so I can get my Sky Malls and do my crosswords. We got in a bit of a fight. She kicked me out that morning. I know. Oh,
my God. That's not very grateful.
Well,
that... I'm sure you were helping with the baby.
Yes.
Oh, just by being that there. by that tone and how you're thinking of what you were helping with, I know it's true.
Just having grandpa there is helpful for the baby. Just having grandpa there.
I mean, I'm sure you were changing diapers. I'm sure you were feeding the baby. I'm sure you know what gender the baby is.
I told her what I told my wife when she was born. I cannot feed this thing. It's terrifying. What if I drop it? Gender-wise, I can't touch the poo-poo. I can't see the that's little not genitals.
A gender thing, but I feel the same.
But, you know, gender-wise, that's how you find
I can't
that.
Touch the poo-poo.
But I'm saying I put myself out a great deal. I put myself in a pretty tough situation with my ungrateful daughter, and that was to get my seat right here, far back of the plane, the seats that don't even lean back, middle seat, SkyMall.
Wow, you're a man after my own heart. you just know how to do things right, you know? It's a shame. It's a shame that your daughter can't see what she has.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes kids are ungrateful. They haven't gone through what you've gone through.
Yeah.
So no, they don't know how hard it is to support or even to ask your own kid for money.
That's what I tell her. Oh, yeah. Do you have to ask your daughter for money? Or son, or what? Or
I mean, not even that much. I would say friends. I put in like a quarterly request for $1,000.
That's nothing.
But it's, I'm nothing. Investing, is why.
Right.
I'm investing.
Is that
this
what you do
thousand,
for a living?
No, God, no. But if I, but by the end of a few years, if I invest each quarter, they always say never invest your own money.
No,
do you know
yeah.
What I mean? Because invest your daughter's lose money. It. Well, they don't say daughter, but that they don't want you to have such a through line to the good ideas.
But you know what they mean.
Yeah, of course she's got money.
How are you? What does your daughter do?
She owns a water park.
Whoa!
I know, that's what I said.
Nothing like her dad, I'm guessing.
No, God, I've never owned anything. They won't even let me own a car.
They won't.
The DMV says you can never own a car. You can only rent. And not lease, rent.
We have to rent a car. So are you renting right now?
I have a great deal with Avis.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Great deal with Avis.
Was it because, from an event that happened in a car or from meeting you?
I don't know, actually. I guess I never got the answer to that. I think I was at the DMV. I took the test, and I passed with flying colors.
Good.
Then when I parked on top of a man, and and they told me, we can't physically say you can never drive, but we're not going to give you ownership ability.
Oh, I bet it's when they saw that last name, the DMV anti-Semites, we know it.
Exactly. Exactly. It. Jones, these guys are persecuting me left
I'm
and
so
right.
Sorry.
Ow, my elbow! God,
oh,
enough!
My God. Someone flight down that old lady. Flight down that old lady. That's an anti-Semite.
I got a good mind to steal her purse on the way back through.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. Let's do it.
I have never found such a fast friend. You are so supportive, and I want you to know it is fully coming back at you. I'll support you with whatever you need. I can flag down one of the stewardesses. I can flag down someone else who's walking by. I can flag down anyone who's just one seat.
The great thing about the aisle seat is because they do a thing with me now where it's on my ticket, but they have to make sure to put me in a seat that does not have access to the button, the call button for stewards and stewardesses.
Do we even have to say it? Do we even have to say how religiously rude that is?
It's crazy. It was because one flight I was very thirsty, so I kept asking for more coffees.
Of course.
You know,
nothing quenches your thirst like coffee.
I just need some coffee to quench my thirst. And after my eighth coffee, they said, you can't have any more. And so, of course, I pulled out the knife I snuck on.
Of course.
I don't know if it's the coffee talking, but you're going to get me another coffee.
I don't know if it's the coffee talking, but this knife needs some use. Yeah, man. That's really hard. Without my coffee, I just can't. I can't keep going. I had to quit a marathon once.
Really? That not enough coffee?
Well, you're running by, and they do this thing that is really charitable. Everybody's trying to be really nice, where they hold a cup of water out, so that you're running by, you can have the water and just drink it. But I'm like, are you guys nuts? I need coffee.
I'm trying to get my energy up on this marathon.
Yes,
water's going to dilute the coffee.
I had to quit at mile 20.
Wow,
because I was only able to get 8 cups of coffee, and I was parched. I couldn't get any more coffee, and this water. Ugh! Don't get me started on water. It'll kill you.
I won't drink the stuff. I will drink stuff with water in it.
Diluted.
Yes.
You have to dilute your water with other solids. That's what people don't get.
Solids.
Coffee is not water. It's bean remnants. It is diluted water. If the water is too pure, you get sick.
You can have so much water that you're basically drowning your insides with pure water. We know this for a fact.
Yeah,
and absolutely. So, yes, you use bean remnants. You use Gatorade powder remnants. It's all remnants that you're drinking.
That's right. I'm actually, I'm ready to take a big swig of coffee and go to this protest.
Me too. I'm just glad to hear we have numbers because the RSVPs were low. So even just you and me being there, I'm excited about.
Well, and I think there's a silent majority of people are going to show. They're not going to put themselves on a list.
No,
but they're going to show.
And the sad truth of it is, most of the Jews who would be there to protest have been eaten by sharks. And so.
It's the sad truth. And that's what we're there to talk about. That there would be more of us here. I mean, don't even get me started on the fake birthright trips they're doing these days.
Where they're taking people.
Birthright to South Africa? I don't think so.
We know it's
straight to the Great Whites.
That's the Shark Tanks. Yes.
Oh, my God. I got an idea for Shark Tank. Invent a shark that doesn't eat Jews. That's my idea for Shark Tank, okay? I have not seen one shark that isn't licking their lips every time I go to the beach.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Invent that, Mark Cuban. Excuse me, can we get another large coffee over here?
Make that too. And I think my friend here before we went to sleep said he wanted 3 more Biscoffs.
And by the way, he needs another Sky Mall.
Oh, yes. My friend asked for another Sky Mall. I think he jerked off into this one or something like that. That's why he's holding it all rolled up.
What a freaking disgusting pervert, isn't that right?
All right. So let's make it 6 Biscoffs for the big guy here. A new Sky Mall and 1 large coffee, 2 straws? Or two coffees?
Either 2 large coffees or 1 extra large coffee with 2 straws. Whatever works better for you guys.
And let's do an apple cobbler.
I would love an apple cobbler. Are you guys doing fresh baked sweets on the plane now?
Still no. Okay.
Still no. But are you getting my emails?
No. What about mine?
Jeez, 0 for 3. What? What about the big guys? No. Okay, well, I'm going to have to write to Southwest. I think I'm going to start taking Northwest, to be honest.
I didn't even know it existed, but I'm on. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, because I want to go more places than just Southwestern United States.
That's so true.
It's because the thing, I like the system with Southwest. I don't like to know what seat I'm on before I get on the plane. But I don't love that I'm only just going back and forth between Santa Fe, San Jose,
right,
Colorado.
Would you like to split a Sudoku with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the 9 really goes nice in the top right.
Really?
I think, because there's a 7, there's an 8, but that row doesn't have a 9.
Okay. Okay, great.
Do you know how to do Sudoku?
Yeah.
Okay. It seemed like you were fishing a little bit for, like, why, but didn't really, weren't comparing it to any present knowledge.
Yeah, I know. That's great. Yeah, so put a 9 at the top right. You'll just point your finger to where that is, and I'll put that there.
Well, yeah, you know directions, right? You know how to, you know, up and right.
Yeah.
So basically, 1 through 9 has to be in each little box, as well as each row, as well as each column. So I think it goes in this top right row and middle column.
I know.
I trust you.
Great.
I trust you.
Okay, and so just,
why don't you do the next one?
We'll just put 9 there, and so this next one we'll just put so that we've got a 7 here, 3, a 1. Mm-hmm. So obviously, it's a 12.
Well, I don't think there's any 2-digit boxes. I think they're all kind of 1-digit.
Oh, this one isn't one of the ones with 2-digit boxes.
Oh, wait, actually, that could be a 12.
Oh, is it? What was a 2-digit box?
No, I think that might be a 7.
Huh. We'll put the 7 in for now, but for I'll now, do that one now, in pencil.
For now. What about pencils? Pencils are a great inventation.
Really good. One of my favorite inventions.
Because I'm not sure if I'm going to stick to what I wrote. I hem and haw a lot.
Do you write a lot?
Not when I don't have to.
I know.
Yeah, but I try to use my phone. But yeah, I like to write. I think it's a wonderful invention, the written word.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite word?
Probably esophagus. I just like the way it sounds. It rolls. Great answer. It's got lots of letters, and, you know, it's interesting. It sounds more scientific than it is.
Oh, interesting.
It what makes about me you? Think... What's your favorite?
Oh, shoehorn, I guess.
Oh, that's good. That's interesting.
Thank you.
I like that.
Shoehorn and esophagus. What a pair we are, huh?
That could be a TV show.
Shoehorn and esophagus. Yeah, what's that?
You know, to... One guy's a throat, the other guy's a shoehorn. And they solve crimes.
Oh, animated?
Could be. Yeah, I wasn't thinking that, but it could be.
Oh, you were thinking live action throat.
I wasn't. I don't know. I was just trying to make it a title.
Okay, got it.
You know? Man, hey, can I say you have been a great flight guest so far. And I think... You know, this is bold, but I think we just walk straight to the baggage claim, straight to the taxi, share the same taxi, and head straight to the arena.
I would love to. I'm so lonely. And so this would be really nice just to have someone to spend the trip with, because I'm always...
You don't seem lonely. You seem really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's some of the coolest people who are the loneliest, you find out in the end.
Wow, that is deep.
Yeah.
That's either really deep or false and reassuring. It's one of the two.
It's deep. It's deep.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's deep.
Like, did you see that movie IQ about Albert Einstein with Meg Ryan as Einstein's daughter?
Sure.
I really related to Einstein in that movie. And his daughter's being so rude to him, but it's like, this is Einstein, you know? He's a genius, right. And Meg Ryan is just being so rude to him.
She's just some actor.
Yeah.
It's funny. How'd they get Einstein for that, anyway?
I think he just got bored near the end of his life.
It makes sense, dude. He's probably tired of doing his own hair every morning. God knows it takes a while. He probably wanted a crew to do it.
You think that's what?
I'll do movies.
Yeah, he was like, this is so much work. Let me get into the hair and makeup room.
Well, how long do you think it took him to get his hair to stand up that way? I love the guy, by the way.
Love the guy. Great look. I mean, it takes me 4 hours, mm-hmm. but you got to think Einstein had some sort of math equation to figure out how to get his hair to stand up like that.
He's probably a little more efficient with it.
2.5 hours. Thank God
he wasn't eaten by a shark. I mean, do you see what's happening?
Not that they didn't try.
Yeah, God, every time he went to the beach, I bet you they were circling his ass.
Oh, my God. I think he didn't go to the beach for a lot at the end of his life.
We are so lucky that the shark didn't get him.
We are really lucky that the shark didn't get us.
I'm so proud of him.
Albert, yeah, that was really great that he didn't get eaten by a shark and that he got to make it in Hollywood as an actor after all doing that, all that other stuff that he did, too.
Really yes, cool. That is so cool to me. What a pivot.
I wonder if he's still doing stuff. I should send him a script I've been working on.
Oh, yeah? What's it about?
Albert Einstein killing all the sharks.
Honestly, genius. Another atom bomb, but it only kills sharks.
Yes, yes. That's how we should do it. That's much smarter.
What if we did that?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. No, you didn't hear us talk about bomb on the plane.
No. But
you did hear us talking about doing an Einstein-style bomb.
Oh, yeah, but on the sharks.
Mm-hmm. In the ocean.
Okay, no need to get the U.S. Marshal. Okay, we're
these
close
cuffs
to a mutiny.
Are pretty tight. Okay, these
okay,
are
I'm going to take the... I'm the leader here. I'm killing this guy. I'm killing this guy.
I got your back.
Okay. I'm in an immediate headlock. He's headlocked.
Right, I'm cuffed foot to hand. Okay. I'm hogtied.
You've hogtied both of us very quickly.
I'm hogtied really quick. This guy's really strong. He's carrying us both out over one shoulder each.
All right.
Oh, we've landed? I didn't even realize we landed.
Wow, that was a beautiful descent. Compliments to the chef on the descent, at least.
Hey, compliment to the chef on my eggs. They are fully cooked.
We were mad earlier, but it turns out he knew what he was doing.
Scene. Pretty silly, folks. If you're just tuning in, this is Ryan Rosenberg. That is Dan Lippert. And this was one of our classic two-man mono scenes that we do, what would you say, once a month?
These
twice
two-mans?
A year?
I mean, we've been doing these maybe once a decade.
Yeah, I don't know, but they're fun.
These have been fun. We're ending February with another couple guys on a plane, which
that's
we love
right.
to do.
Thank you so much, if you're a patron listening to this now, for supporting us, keeping us going, giving us the will to live. We really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We hope you are doing well, and we hope that you find some joy and laughter in our work.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you for supporting. We hope to continue seeing you on the Patreon in March, starting tomorrow. And thanks to Brian Holmes for all his editing and production work, Casey Traylor for the theme song, Annie Wu for the logo, and Ryan Rosenberg for the guffaws.
Oh, and Dan Lippert for the everything, the friendship, the laughs. Just
Thank
loving
you.
It. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.